Hello and welcome to the United States Citizenship Civics Test podcast, where each episode I answer one of the possible 100 questions on the citizenship test. For each episode, I'll provide the question and the answer, along with a brief history lesson to provide more context about the question and the answer. If you would like to hear just the questions and the answers in a simple repeat-after-me format, you can download my audio flashcards along with all 100 civics lessons and my 24-page printable citizenship guide at studywithandrea.com/USA. Now, let's get started with today's lesson. Question number 96. Why does the flag have 13 stripes? And you can answer in one of the following two ways. Because there were 13 original colonies, or because the stripes represent the original colonies. Here's a quick civics lesson to help you remember question 96. There are 13 stripes on the flag because there were 13 original colonies. We call the American flag the Stars and Stripes. For 18 years after the United States became an independent country, the flag had only 13 stripes. In 1794, Kentucky and Vermont joined the United States and two stripes were added to the flag. In 1818, Congress decided that the number of stripes on the flag should always be 13. This would honor the original states that were colonies of Great Britain before America's independence. So again, question number 96 is, why does the flag have 13 stripes? And you can answer with one of the following two responses. Because there were 13 original colonies, or because the stripes represent the original colonies. This podcast is made possible by the resources available at studywithandrea.com/USA. At studywithandrea.com/USA, you can download all 100 civics lessons, plus my citizenship guide and audio flashcards for a quick and easy memorization of all 100 questions and answers. No matter what, remember to pass the test and raise your voice.